Blog Talk Radio. This is the ACAC Radio Network, and welcome to Ministry Beat, a show designed to highlight the latest happenings at Allegheny Center Alliance Church, a vibrant urban congregation located in the heart of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This program will focus on the latest emphasis at ACAC known as Expanded Influence, especially the three C's of communication, campus expansion, and church planting. And now, here is your host, John Stanko.
Well, hello out there in Internet Radio Land. This is Pastor John Stanko, your host for Ministry Beat, and we're on a roll. I mean, we've just been talking to Pastor Rock and Pastor Ross and Pastor Sheldon, and I've got three shows already lined up for next week. So there's a lot to look forward to. We hope you spread the word and keep checking back, because we're gonna make a more concerted effort to communicate exactly what's going on at ACAC, but do it where we're not dependent on doing it face-to-face. Now, today was a big day on campus at ACAC. It was the start of women's ministry for 2017-2018, so who better to bring on to the show to find out how today went and what we can expect this year than Elizabeth Daigle. Elizabeth, welcome back to Ministry Beat.
Thanks so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, now, since you were on, and I had, you know, while I was on staff, I had you on, so this has been a while ago, you've gone through some changes. What exactly is your title and role now at ACAC, and how has it changed from the last time we talked?
Well, probably the last time we talked, I was part-time and came on as the Director of Women's Ministries in the spring of 2015. And I'm moving into, now, you know how ministry is, you kind of morph. So I added, another 10 hours last year, and I'm adding another 10. So I'll be considered full-time as of a few weeks ago. And my new title is Associate Pastor of Adult Life Ministries. And so I'm kind of working in a greater, have a further reach in all adult discipleship ministries here at church with George Furman.
Okay, so it's not just going to be women's ministry. You're going to have some other duties.
Correct.
Oh, and can you fill us in on what those will be or could be?
Well, one of the things we're doing is working on a marriage retreat coming up in the first part of next year. So that would fall. It certainly involves women, but it also has a broader reach. So I'm excited to be a part of some of those efforts and some new believer discipleship we're trying to get off the ground, and looking at other ways to disciple the folks who are here, to welcome folks who are coming in through the doors, and fold people into the community of faith here at ACAC.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think, and I saw him on campus today, I think there's a new hire that shares your last name. What can we expect from this man named Tim Daigle? I mean, do you anticipate any problems working together with him, or just what's going on here?
Well, the commute has been a pain. No, I'm teasing. It's we live very close to the church, and yet we're still not able to manage our schedules and come in together. So, he started about a month ago and is going to kind of be the administrative arm over worship and student ministries. He has 30-plus years of corporate experience and a very successful businessman, but felt the call of God on his life as well. And so it's a real thrill for both of us to be in vocational ministry work down here. We've attended the church since 1985, and we joined in 87. So it's not an unfamiliar place, and we've been ministering all along, but now to do it in a professional level is a real honor and thrill.
Yeah. Did you ever expect to be in ministry or working in the same place with your husband? Did you see this on the horizon?
You know, we have very complementary skill sets, but very different skill sets. And I've often thought that there could be a place where we could work side by side, but we bring very different capabilities to the picture. So that's been a challenge at times in marriage, but I think ultimately it's a great strength. And we're, you know, I mean, it sounds funny, but we like each other, you know, so we're good, compatriots. And so I think that'll lend itself well to that flow here, as there's so much interface, you know, no ministry is independent of the others. It's all part
right.
of the working of Christ in families yeah. and in the body overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, one night, Pastor Sheldon and I left a baseball game about 10 o'clock at night, and we hear this voice behind us from people on bicycles, and it was you and your husband, Tim, if you remember that. I said, "This,
I do.
If they're out riding bikes at 10 o'clock tonight, they're going to make it for the long term. I mean, this relationship looks pretty stable.
I know,
Did you ride a bike? Have much time this summer?
Yeah, no. In fact, we just launched our last child. She headed off to Wheaton College in Illinois, outside Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
that's our fourth child to leave the nest, I guess. And so I'm looking forward, to be honest, of the kind of applying myself to the work here, but also to shifting the pace of our household and having
mm-hmm.
more time for things like bike rides and
mm-hmm.
you know, things that we enjoy personally that we've set aside for all these years of investment in the kids and focus on their lives, and I'm excited for us to kind of rediscover things. But in
yeah.
fact, that night you saw us, we were actually coming from a high school football game. We'd ridden over to the south side to watch the game. So,
cool.
It was fun. It is fun living right
yeah.
here. You get things are very accessible.
Yeah, yeah. And the last time you were on, is it correct for me to say you live in Fineview, or is that the area?
Yep, that's our neighborhood,
yeah.
Fineview, right? Kind of as the crow flies, right behind AGH. And
mm-hmm.
Tim felt the Lord call us there in April of 1993, because I remember well
mm-hmm.
because it was at the Billy Graham Crusade. And
mm-hmm.
it was not when he said, "I really heard the Lord speak to me tonight," and he told me what the Lord had said, which was move to the north side. I said, "Well, he must have been talking to the people beside us, and you overheard that," because clearly that would not be for us.
Uh-huh.
I did never see that coming, but that was a real fork in the road, and we took the narrow side of that fork, I suppose, in some respects, and that has made all the difference. We are in a much different place as a family. The kids have a much different worldview because of where they were raised,
uh-huh.
and we've known
uh-huh.
a real abundance in our lives that's been contrary to what the expectations of doom were for many of our friends and family when we told them we were
uh-huh.
moving into the city back in the early 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, they started weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yeah, you will never see them again.
And now we look heroic, John. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And now we have this fabulous old house, and we're so close, and it's so cool and hip, and aren't we trendsetters?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, where were you 25 years ago? But that's the
yeah,
Lord,
you know?
Yeah,
and he made you a paradigm pioneer. So
yeah,
now,
shows.
Today, let's switch gears. Today was a big day
yeah.
at ACAC. Talk to us about what went on today, and tell us how it went.
Well, it's exciting. It's the launch of our Women's Bible Study, which is kind of follows the school academic year, September through May, of a weekly study. And we use a curriculum we found and separated it out to suit our purposes week to week. So it's like it takes a decent chunk, about two chapters a day. And this year we're studying the life of Moses. So the study's called Show Me Your Glory, and we are going to walk through Moses' life. We talked this morning about his faithful mother putting him in the bulrushes to be found by the Egyptian princess, and kind of kick-started it to run on, and we'll follow the Israelites through the desert and into the promised land and glean as we go. So yeah, it was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows when women's Bible study starts up again because parking is terrible.
Yeah,
and so
yeah, I got there at 9 o'clock, so I beat the rush.
Yeah, right. Well, so anyway, that was exciting, and we had 98 women come this morning.
Wow.
So that was a wonderful showing, a very full chapel, and a beautiful time in worship, you know, get all those voices together. And
mm-hmm.
so it's a meaningful time. We split up. We have we have breakfast and then a large group instruction time, worship and instruction, and then we move to a small group for discussion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, is this the only session you have? Do you have an evening session or no?
Yes, we do. We have an evening
okay.
Session as well, and interesting to see how it plays out. Often in the mornings, our young moms and retired women come because they're in the active workforce, although we do have some who work schedule work nights and come right from the hospital
mm-hmm.
or other jobs and come join us in the morning, and then the evening is often with the women who are still working or their children
mm-hmm.
are able to be in other
mm-hmm.
programs here. So,
yeah. What time does breakfast start on, and what's the schedule for the day, and then what's the schedule for the evening?
Yeah, thanks for asking. We have things ready to go by 9 in the morning, and we begin our large group session about 9:20 to 9:30. And then by 10:30, we've dismissed the large group, and you're into your small group, and everyone's out the door by 11:30. So about 9 to 11:30, and there are segments within that, so it keeps everybody moving along. And in the evening, we meet for a light supper at 6, and then kind of begin our group time around 6:30, and we're out the door by 8:30. So same kind of schedule, and that pattern serves us well, because I think even if people have only done a cursory reading of the lesson, they can still come and be fed in the large group and then kind of debrief and enjoy the fellowship and the real sisterhood. And that's our hope. It's not just time in the Word. We all need that to grow. If we're not, you know, if you're not growing, you're dying, they say. You need to keep at it or you slide back. There's no neutral. So that part is critical as individuals, but it's easy in our disjointed, disconnected, fast-paced world to not work at building relationships. And so we want to celebrate, value, and give room for the development of those kind of intimate relationships. And they're not always easy. You know, sometimes there's a rub in that as you get together. But it is a wonderful incubator, and I think many lives are enriched. We have a number of women who don't even call ACAC their church home, but appreciate the fellowship and the enrichment and perspective that we get when we come together here to study. So it's a good place to be.
Now, if a lady is listening in and they didn't come the first day, can they still plug in at any time?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, the lessons are all kind of separated out by themselves, and we'll get you set up and folded in quickly, and you won't be a stranger for long. So, yeah, anytime you can talk to somebody on Sunday morning or call the office up here in Adult Life or just show up, and we'll find a place for you for sure.
Yeah. Tell us about the curriculum. Who published it? Are you, how'd you find it? Are you excited about it? Just give us a little bit of background.
It's a good curriculum. We've tried to do a couple different ones. I've actually written them some years, but this is a prepackaged one, and it is, you know what, I don't have the cover sheet here in my book, but it's the thing that I like about this year's approach is our response to the study is, well, the power of ACAC and the uniqueness of our congregation is the diversity, and we've talked about that before. But it's not just ethnic diversity, it's professional diversity, it's educational diversity, age diversity. I have young moms, I have some women who are right out of high school, and I have some women who are in their 80s. So that's a rich place to grow. But I have some women who are retired professors at local universities, and I have some who haven't graduated high school. So in that swath, you know, we all have different interests and abilities, and we want everyone to be successful in the study. So we have separated our notebook into three different sections. And the first, if you are really crushed work-wise, family responsibilities, caregiving, or just life falls in on you, we're asking everyone to read the assigned portions of Scripture. If possible, to read that same assignment once a day so that you're being fed daily. And answer 5 or 6 questions so that you can participate in the group discussion. That's like the minimum requirement. Second level would be a deductive study, which means that you're walking through the material and answering questions that are very clearly asked of you. You know, you're looking at a specific verse for a specific answer. You're going to look up other verses that help describe a concept, and you're being led through the material. The third section is inductive study. Again, this is directed in your notebooks, and so you're asked to look up facts from the passage and then make your own personal observations, and so that you're learning how to glean from Scripture without being, you know, it's a deeper study that the Holy Spirit is personally on. Another element of our study that's unique and important to me personally is the Scripture memorization. Not big swaths, but we're trying to be faithful to one verse a week. And people say, well, it's hard for me, and I'm not good at it. And I think, well, even if you don't do one verse a week, but you do 2 verses a month, you're going to end up with 12 verses by the end of the time together. So, you know, that's all elements of growing and conforming ourselves to think like Christ.
Yeah. I know you prepare assiduously, and we admire your work ethic. Talk to our listeners a little bit about your week of preparation as you get ready for Thursday.
Well, I teased my colleague Julie Federer, who is we tease that she has a high bus factor. Have you ever heard that expression?
No.
So it's something that my husband used to say on a big project, that so-and-so was so critical to the success of the project that if they got hit by a bus, they would be in bad shape. Mm. So I teach Julie that she has a high bus factor because she does so much behind the scenes to make it happen. But I said to her this morning, as we were here late last night and busily working early this morning, that we really are running a church service. You know, we have welcome and hospitality and food and small groups and worship and offering and announcements and congregational care almost. We do follow up with the ladies, so it's a large undertaking. And I'm privileged to study and bring the word, so to speak, and so I do take that seriously and consider it a great honor. So I personally, I read the material over and over and over again because you have to give it a fresh look, and then I do avail myself of commentaries and historical perspectives and you know, sometimes look online, and then I wait. I do the lesson itself, but then I have to wait until a day or two before to write it up because I want it to be a fresh word for those who are gathering, and that's part of walking in the flow like everybody else, you know, responding to current events, responding to the church, the life of the church here, and being able to bring that fresh word. So. Yeah.
So this is not a light endeavor. I mean, you and the team put a lot of effort into this.
We do, and it's a real privilege. You know, we were just studying Jochebed, Moses' mother, who had baby Moses for only 3 years till he went to live with the Pharaoh's daughter and become groomed in all the ways of the Egyptians, and yet he already understood his identity. He already had a sense of purposefulness, and he never lost that, his commitment to his people. Well, where did that come from? It came from his mother. And so we are uniquely privileged to speak into our children, the neighbor children, other relatives, children we teach in Sunday school and clubs, and so many other touches that we have an entree into lives of little ones that is so powerful. And we continue to as women, but it's, it's as we are fed, then we have more material and a fresh wind of the Spirit to feed others.
Now, I know you at least have one special event planned. There are probably more as we close out. Talk to us about some of the things beyond the Thursday that the women can look forward to this year.
Well, our, as you say, our big event coming up at the end of September is a women's retreat. It's going to be at Mahaffey Camp, which is not a rustic Girl Scout camp, but it is not a hotel either, so it's a little nice hybrid of the two. And I'll be speaking. The theme of the retreat is called The Woman God Sees, and the subtitle is Unpacking the Lies We Believe. And our time away is focused on identifying the truth of how God views us and trying to dispel some of the ways the world has spoken to us and things we've believed, or the enemy has been successful at allowing us to believe his lies. And I'm anticipating a meaningful time away. There is a lot of momentum, a lot of interest, and we have beefed up our offering. As far as activities go, we have a trail ride offered, which is very exciting. In fact, some of my earliest registrants are coming because they've never ridden a horse, and they're excited to ride a horse. And painting and some other neat arts and crafts things for us, and hopefully a meaningful time away. We've added a Thursday night option for those who can get away early so that we can have a little longer to be away and soak in the beauty of creation and a chance to have meaningful girlfriend time. So that's coming up.
And when is this exactly? What are the dates?
Yeah, the pre-retreat is Thursday, September 21st, and the actual retreat is Friday the 22nd through Saturday the 23rd. We'll be back Saturday evening. It's about a two-hour drive from Pittsburgh, and we have an awesome committee put together to help with everything from hospitality and TLC while we're there, but and then also logistics like rides and luggage and stuff.
Yeah, and they say if you haven't been to Mahaffey, you can't go to heaven. So if anybody's listening, you haven't made the trek up to Punxsutawney Plus, you're in for a real treat. And it really is. It's a great experience, great place, and very conducive to many people have met the Lord. Many people have heard from
Amen.
The Lord there over the decades. So we're just going up to where God seems to show up. Well, Elizabeth, I'm going to let you go. We appreciate all that you're doing. Anything you want to add at the last minute? Anything else? Any exhortation? Any of the ladies listening?
Just give us a try. I'm happy for all the women of our church to be about a Bible study. Some are in Bible studies in their own communities because we have such a wide geographic circle around the church itself. And so I celebrate that with each one of you. But if you are not engaged in a women's study or an extra Bible study outside of your Sunday worship, I would love the opportunity to minister to you and allow you to join us in this in-depth study. I think there is so much to be mined, and to truly grow together is a real privilege in the body.
Yeah, yeah. And if I could just add an endorsement, we all know pastorally the work commitment you put into this and the anointing you carry on your life and the enthusiasm for the work. So all that's going to be added into the mix of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, and we think the ladies are in for a real special encounter this year. Elizabeth, thanks for your time. Keep up the good work, and we'll have
you
on again
sir.
Soon.
Awesome.
Take
Lord
care.
Bless you. Thanks again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, Elizabeth Daigle, Women's Ministry Director at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. Thursdays are Women's Days, morning, 9 o'clock, Bible studies, repeating it again, 6 o'clock in the evening. Meals are served, and so no excuses. Come one, come all. You get your Bible teaching, you get a small group, you get fellowship, you get everything you need. But this is John Stanko, your host for Ministry Beat. Want to thank you for listening. Want to commend the ladies and the work that Elizabeth is doing to the grace of God. And if you have any questions, please just call the church offices or look up on the website, Elizabeth Daigle's website. I mean, her email, and I know she'll get right back to you. Until we're together again, this is John Stanko signing off. So long for now.
Thanks again for listening to this edition of Ministry Beat with your host, John Stanko. Join us again soon on the ACAC Internet Radio for more insight into and information about the Expanded Influence Initiative at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. You can also access this show by going online to www.acacreach.com. If you have any questions concerning Expanded Influence or with ideas for future shows, you can write John at john.stanko@acac.net, john.stanko. Thank you, and tell your friends about Ministry Beat.